VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed for a fifth term in power Wednesday. His main rival Benny Gantz acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Despite conceding defeat, former Army Chief Benny Gantz says his Blue and White Party has founded a true alternative to the ruling Likud Party and its soon-to-be five-time Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. With 97.4% of the vote counted, the two parties were deadlocked, with a projected 35 seats apiece in the 120-seat parliament. But political analyst Emmanuel Navon says
that is nearly irrelevant because at the end of the day, you do need a majority in order to form a government.
And with his coalition partners, Netanyahu has it.
This government is not going to be more or less right-wing than the previous one. It's basically going to be identical with the same coalition partners.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Should his party form a coalition, Netanyahu would later this year become Israel's longest-serving leader, surpassing even the founding father David Ben-Gurion. The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history. Until 5 months ago, Nasheed was still in exile. He's vowed to use his party's thumping mandate to usher in a new era of stability and democracy in the Maldives. The holiday destination popular with honeymooners is only just emerging from years of strongman rule, political crises, and corruption scandals miring the government and judiciary. President Trump was to sign executive orders seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. A senior administration official said that many existing regulations are outdated and have led to confusion. This is VOA News. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he's looking into how an investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign began. He told a House committee on Wednesday that he wants to make sure proper procedures were followed. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Attorney General William Barr suggesting the Trump-Russia investigation may have been mishandled, and he's looking into how it started.
I think there's spying did occur.
Barr did not tell a Senate panel just what spying may have happened and later said he wasn't sure there was improper surveillance, but wants to make sure proper procedures were followed.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused.
His testimony gives a boost to President Trump, who earlier this morning said the FBI unfairly targeted his campaign.
It was an illegal investigation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday called on the United Nations to stand up for democracy and recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as that country's legitimate leader. Pence said the United States is working on a U.N. resolution to recognize the legitimacy of the government of Guaido and urge the international community to support it. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday defended President Trump's decision to halt American aid to three Central American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border. The risk of being kidnapped or taken hostage is being added to the travel advisories issued by the State Department. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The State Department usually warns travelers about things like crime, civil unrest, and potential for terrorism. But now they've added something new, a K indicator for the potential to be kidnapped. It's been issued for 35 countries. The new designation comes after the release of a California woman who had been held for a week after being kidnapped by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. Among the countries making the initial list, Afghanistan, Mexico, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Uganda. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Facebook on Wednesday said it's launching a wide range of updates aimed at combating the spread of false and harmful information on the social media site. The updates will limit the visibility of links found to be significantly more prominent on Facebook than across the web as a whole. Facebook groups will also be more closely monitored to prevent the spread of fake information, and the company is expanding its fact-checking program with outside expert sources, including the Associated Press, to vet videos and other material posted on Facebook. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.